Way down south in Birmingham, I mean south in Alabama's an old place where people go to dance the night away. They all drive or walk for miles to get jive. That Southern style.
Hello, I'm Paul Bordelot with another musical show. On this particular show, we're going to play a musical tribute to a wonderful gentleman that studied to play the organ several years ago. His name is Joseph Patrick Nelson. 1, 2, 3.
Side all around the town, the tossing ring of rosy London Bridge is falling down. Boys and girls together, me and Mamie O'Rourke, trip the light fantastic on the sidewalk of New York. Tossing ring of rosy London Bridge is falling down. Boys and girls together, me and Mamie O'Rourke, trip the light fantastic on the sidewalk of New York. Trip the light fantastic on the sidewalk of New York.
And you probably wonder why sidewalks of New York. So we're starting the show because Joe Nelson, on the 1st of March, 2014, celebrated his 100th birthday.
It was like being with living history, Paul, to be there.
Well,
wow.
Yes, yeah. He was born in 1914, so was Sidewalks of New York.
1914, March 2nd, 1914,
yeah.
And there was a big blizzard going on, so he was born at home. Yeah. That way he could be near his mother.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
That's what I understand anyway.
Well, that happened to me too.
Oh, okay.
Only 10 years later. I was born near my mother. Yeah. In another snowstorm. Yes. But enough for cajoling. Joe was honored in a very special way at Fratello's Restaurant in Manchester because, and I would like to read this from the newspaper. It says it was a fitting location to honor the man credited with saving the Milliard in his former roles as project director for the Manchester Housing Authority's Amersgaard Milliard redevelopment and director of urban renewal for the city.
Fantastic.
Yes. And Doug and I, we were invited to play a bunch of sing-along song to honor him. Now, when he was 10 years old, his father took him downtown. He lived in the Bronx.
Right.
Downtown to the Palace Theater.
Down in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And guess why?
To
see the George M. Cohan family.
Wow.
Yeah. In person. He saw them in person. I only heard about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
American legends.
Oh, yes, indeed. And I have to set up my piano here so we can have a little fun with the George M. Cohan medley. And what we were asked to do, and Doug, was to play for sing-along and get everybody singing. And so here we go.
So all of you out there can sing along with us. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle Do or Die, a real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart. She's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle went to town riding on a pony. I am a Yankee Doodle boy. Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and tell them I'll be there ere long. For it was Mary, plain as any name can be, but with society, propriety, we'll say Marie. For it was Mary, Mary, plain as any name can be. But there is something there that sounds so fair. It's a grand old name. Beautiful. It's like Saturday night singing in the parlor, isn't it? This is really nice.
H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N spells Harrigan, Harrigan. Proud of all the Irish blood that's in me. Devil a man can say a word again me. H-A-R-R-I-G-A-N, you see, is a name that a shame never has been connected with Harrigan. That's me.
Grand old flag, the stars and stripes forever. Sing along with us on this one.
You're a grand old flag, you're a high-flying flag, and forever in peace may you wave. You're the emblem of the land I love, home of the free and the brave. Every heart beats true for the red, white, and blue, where there's never a boast or brag. But should old acquaintance be forgot, keep your eye on the grand old flag.
Oh, nice little tag ending.
Oh, I just thought I'd add that in, you know, because in back in 1924, at the age of vaudeville, a lot of musicians would do that in the pit.
Oh, sure.
The musicians would be in the pit. Huh? Yeah. Right.
That was the year you were born, wasn't it?
Yeah.
1924?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yep. And then, back during World War II, just before the war was declared, when he was 28, he was drafted and was sent in the Army. Then after he was drafted, when he was going to be 29, he was going to be discharged from the Army. However, Pearl Harbor happened, and they kept him in the Army.
You're in the Army now.
And but they switched him over to the Air Force.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was Air Force in those
Days.
Oh,
Army Air Corps, wasn't it? It was under the Department, the U.S.
Yeah.
Army, right.
Yeah. And so he spent the whole World War II. And near the end of World War II, where did they send him? Grenier Field here in Manchester.
Ah, oh, that's the Manchester connection.
That's the Manchester connection. And he met his future wife there.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
You have to wonder how a lover of the New York Yankees ended up here in this area, Red Sox Nation territory, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. And so our next song, because he loved Glenn Miller music at that time.
And who doesn't? Oh, that's music.
So we have here Tuxedo Junction.
Fantastic.
And
this is going to be a great medley. Tuxedo Junction. How about Jersey Bounce?
Yeah.
We'll In the Mood.
We'll do
Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yeah, we'll
we
got to
do them all.
Things.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I hope I can play this introduction. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm just taking my banjo off for this.
Okay.
I got caught up in talking about Joe's exciting life, and I realized we had transitioned out of the banjo era. We're now into the swing band era. So
yeah.
Bring us on, Maestro.
And during the swing era, they swapped from banjo to guitar.
That's right, because of amplification.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
I have the wrong thing here. I'm sorry, folks.
I thought you had you had a drummer going crazy back here.
Yeah. Now I think I have it.
Okay.
Let's see if this works. Okay? You gotta bear with me.
Yeah, we're with you. That's it. Now we got the big band with us.
Way down south in Birmingham, I mean south in Alabama's an old place where people go to dance the night away. They all drive or walk for miles to get jive. That southern style slow jive that makes you want to dance till break of day. It's a junction where the town folks meet at each function. In their tux, they'll greet you, come on down. Forget your care, come on down. You'll find me there, so long town. I'm heading for Tuxedo Junction now.
Nice swing, yeah. Swing it out there, everyone. Get your dancing shoes on. You know you want to dance. It's great exercise, too. We can bring swing back. Those triple step swing dance moves going, yeah. Here we go.
They call it that Jersey bounce.
a rhythm that really counts. The temptation always mounts. Whenever they play the funny rhythm they play, it started on General Square, and somebody heard it there. He put it right on the air, and now you hear it everywhere. Uptown gave it new licks, downtown added some tricks. No town makes it sound the same as where it came from. So if you don't feel so hot, go out to some Jersey spot. And whether you're hip or not, oh, the Jersey bounce will make you swing. Oh, yeah. Nice swinging.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed that swing dancing out there.
Yeah.
We're having fun here.
I hope they were dancing.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Yeah.
But now we're going to give you a chance to do a nice kind of romantic dance, you know, so you can get a little bit closer to your dance partner on this one.
Yeah, well, I got to set this up here, so talk.
Let's see. We're doing In the Mood, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In the Mood. Yeah, this is a nice one. It's got a nice swing, nice groove to it as well. No singing on this one. Paul, we're just going to have Paul backed by his orchestra on this classic number.
Yeah, I hope I'm setting up this. Oh, now I remember what it is. Yeah.
You know, it was interesting at the party for Joe on March 1st at Fratello's. We got a lot of the family members up, got them out on the dance floor. They had a dance line going. They were kicking up their heels. It was pretty exciting. We had some good dancing. From the youngest children there, even Joe got out there cutting a few licks for a moment. All right. If a 100-year-old can do it, you can do it. That's for sure. Maestro.
Yeah.
In the mood.
I heard Glenn Miller play this in person with his old orchestra.
Wow.
At the Lowell Memorial Auditorium when I was in high school.
Fantastic.
And there was a balcony, and everybody was going like this, and the balcony started floating like this. It was the strangest feeling, you know.
When was that, around 1940, 41?
This was in 41. Yeah.
Wow. Great memories.
And another song he made famous was Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Oh, yeah, with his vocal group, the Modern Airs. They used to sing this, right? Woo, woo. That's right. Oh, pardon me, boy. is at the Chattanooga Choo Choo. Woo-hoo! A track 29. Boy, can you give me a shine? Oh, can you afford to board the Chattanooga Choo Choo? I've got my bear with a trifle to spare. You leave the Pennsylvania Station at a quarter to four. You read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear the whistle blow and eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Woo-woo Chattanooga, there you are.
I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. Riding the rails. Getting that rhythm. Pennsylvania Station at a quarter to four. You read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner in the diner, nothing could be finer than to have your ham and eggs in Carolina. When you hear that whistle blow and eight to the bar, then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shovel all the coal in, gotta keep it rolling. Woo-woo Chattanooga, there you are. Oh yeah, there's gonna be a certain party at the station. Oh, satin and lace, I used to call funny face. Whoa, 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 she's gonna moan until I tell her that I'm never wrong. So Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home? Yeah.
Oh.
Great train ride. All the way from Pennsylvania Station in Manhattan, which no longer exists to this, unfortunately. That beautiful structure was demolished. They began demolishing it in 1963. But so they could make way for Madison Garden and everything, the space above it. But it was a beautiful structure at the time that song was recorded and performed. Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yeah.
Glenn Miller and his orchestra in the Modern Ears. Wow.
Oh,
now they could play some tunes.
And of course, he was went into the Air Force.
Right.
As a captain.
That's right.
And had his own band. Yeah. And then they went to Europe.
Right. A lot of parallels, really, with Glenn Miller and with Joe, whom we're honoring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, something happened.
Right.
When he was flying over to France.
And was lost. But
I read a report recently that said that they examined the reports from the Air Force at that time. When he was flying over, there was another plane flying in the opposite direction, coming back from Germany, mm-hmm. that had not dropped its bomb load.
Oh.
And they've been able to figure out where perhaps that he had to drop the bomb in the ocean. And it probably hit that plane.
An amazing coincidence if that happened.
Because they could not land with the bomb on the plane.
Well, it's like a plane that has to dump fuel and has to make a quicker landing than it planned.
And I think we have just about enough time to close up our show with another song about New York.
Oh, we got to do Frank's song.
Yeah.
As a great tribute to Joe Nelson on his 100th birthday. a classic song about a classic city that he's from, New York City. New York, New York. Ring us in, Maestro.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. Come on, come through New York, New York. I want to wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm king of the hill, head of the list, a number one at the top of the heap. These little town blues are melting away. I'm gonna make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'll make it anywhere. Come on, come through New York, New York, New York.
For Joe Nelson on his 100th birthday.
Yeah, I'm Paul Bartlow, and this is Doug Ricard, and we thank you for watching BCTV, and if you know of someone that'd like to perform here, get in touch with us, please. We're looking for talent, and we want to expose anybody that has any kind of musical talent on our show. For now, goodbye, and God bless you.
Way down south in Birmingham, I mean south in Alabama's an old place where people go to dance the night away. They all drive or walk for miles to get jive. That southern style slow jive that makes you want to dance till break of day. It's a junction where